Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
People in it for all kinds of reasons. Some are hirelings and some weren't sent. Some just went. It's good to have a man of God and a woman of God that has a desire to feed God's flock. Come and clap your hands for the man of God. And I thank God for the surprise. I spoke to her today and she never told me anything. I thank God for our mother in the faith, Mommy Morgan. Come on, clap your hands. We stood with our late bishop, amen, a man of God, a man of God. I don't call everybody a man of God, but he was a man of God. And he knew the voice of God. And I tell people, if I can just be half the man he was, I'll be happy. Come and clap your hands. I greet my brother and sister in the faith, Apostle Ian and Pastor Master. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. We have some stories to tell. We were roughed up, beat up, but we're still here in the Holy Ghost. I give God thanks for you, man of God, my brother in the faith. I give the Lord the glory and the praise. And I thank God for Pastor Williams and Lady-elect Annabelle. Get to know this man of God. This man of God loves souls. I'm going to ask Bishop if I can escape a couple Sundays and just come and... There's something about his preaching. I'm drawn to his preaching because he kind of preaches like me. There's something about his preaching because he has a heart for souls. And it's lovely when a man of God has a heart for souls. I say, God, if I ever lose the heart for souls, take me out. Because this is the only reason why I'm here, is to have the heart for souls. Is there anybody As you hear, I'm reminded a few weeks ago. Now, I'm the kind of person, my name is Pastor Kevin Treasure, and I greet you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I honor my better half, my wife. Been with this woman come next month, 30 years. Married for 23. She met me when I had hair. And when I lost the hair, she didn't trade me in or ask for an upgrade. She kept the same model. Give the Lord a hand clap for the same model. It still works. It still does its job. No tune-up needed here in Jesus' name. We don't do tune-up. Just the Holy Ghost service. Is anybody in the Holy Ghost service? I said, is there anybody in the Holy Ghost service? Man of God, stand up. Woman of God, stand up, please. Minister, Pastor and Annabelle. Now, I'm a man of God. I don't really dream like Bishop and Prophet Harry. I honor the ministers of this house, Prophet Harry, Evangelist, Minister Tina, Minister Sophia, Minister Miranda, Minister Andrea. I honor the ministers in this house. Come and give the Lord a hand clap. Now, I don't really dream like that. I go to bed and snore and wake up. The kids say, Dad, I can hear you from next door. You snore. I said, so do you. You just don't know. But when I do dream, I take note because he's trying to say something. I love you, Lord. And I dreamt and we were somewhere. We were all together. And I saw your wife, Annabelle. Hope I don't get in trouble for this. But she was pregnant. You were pregnant. Now, I know. Now, let's get this straight. I'm not saying you're pregnant naturally. And I woke up and I said, wow, that's a strange dream. Because I pray for leaders. Please, church, pray for your leaders. It's important to pray for your leaders. You think the enemy's after you? You're right. He's after you. But he's after your leaders. And I was praying for leaders. I went to bed and I had this dream. We're all together and you were pregnant. And I said, God, why? That's strange. What in my mind? What are you saying? And he said, I'm birthing something in Ilford. He said, I'm birthing something in your ministry. But he says you play a major part. You see, sometimes the wife don't feel she plays a major part, but you play a major part. Because the wife is beside the man. There's some religions that have the wife walking behind them. No. My wife has to be beside me. Because he took the wife from beside me, not behind me. Is there a church here? Because we need the support when we, you know, fix up, Kev. I've got a support by my side. So he's saying, you play a major part in what God is about to do in Ilford. He's about to birth something and it's going to blow your mind. But you play a major part. You are not insignificant, woman of God. You are significant in the eyes of the Lord. Clap your hands for King. I said, you are significant. He joined you together for a reason and a purpose, and you're about to see some miracles. I see babies, I see babies, I see babies, I see babies. I see people being birthed. Birthed. You've got a spirit to nurture people. To nurture people and take time with them. Take time with them. Give the Lord a hand clap for what he's about to do in Ilford. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap for what he's about to do in Ilford. Oh, come on, give the Lord a hand clap for what he's about to do in Ilford. So when I saw her pregnant, I was like, I saw you yesterday and I didn't get to tell you. And it come back to me again. I said, okay, God, let's just throw it out there. He's birthing something in Ilford. Let's go to our scripture. Isaiah 60. I thank God for our church history. I thank God for I came in on the map. Our bishop used to talk about it was 2 weeks. God chose him. He had to leave his father's ministry. And sometimes you have to leave your father's house to go and do what God has called you to do. And he was obedient to God. And he came and took over the ministry, and just a few weeks later, the woman of God went home to glory. And the man of God ran with the baton. God is looking for some men and women that are going to run with the baton and not keep it to themselves. Is there a church here? God is looking for some people that are going to run their race and help the next generation. Is there anybody here? God is looking for some people that are going to help the next generation. The Bible says in Isaiah 60, arise, shine. You see, many people get that part wrong. Many people say, arise and shine. There's no and there. It says, arise, comma, shine. You can only shine when you arise. Is there a church here? It's not arise and shine. It's arise, shine. Because this world is looking for light. Arise, shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, not just any old darkness. When you're in Egypt, the Bible says they're going to have a darkness that they can feel. And there's a darkness out there that you can feel. When they start telling you, oh, there's gay bishops and gay pastors, there is no such thing as a gay bishop and gay pastor. Thank you, Bishop. No such thing. When they want to bring Christians on TV and debate how many genders there are, we're in gross darkness. When our children are growing up confused and they don't know which way to turn or who they are, it's gross darkness. God is looking for a people that he can handpick out of their generation and use them for his glory. Are you available here? It said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The only way Gentiles are going to come in is when the church arises. And when I look through church history, there have been significant men and women of God. I'm going to try my best to teach, but I know I'm going to get carried away. I've got notes here, but usually I forget the notes and just let God have his way. But whatever you want to do today, Lord, have your way. These are the sheep of your pastor. You know what they're going through. You know what they have need of. You know the things that they're struggling. You know what they really want from you, but you know what they need. So, Father, I just want to thank you and praise you in advance for what you're about to do in this place. You are the potter. We are the clay. So we just reverence your Holy Spirit, and we just ask you, touch these lips of clay. Heal and deliver. Set the captives free. Speak to the hearts of your people. Those that are in sin, take them out of the darkness. Bring them into your marvelous light. Change hearts and minds. But most of all, be glorified in this place. Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we tell you thank you in Jesus' name. Clap your hands for King Jesus. I've got here, arise, shine, because thy light has come. So there are some things you cannot see in the position that you're in. When we see the police programs and they're chasing the cops and robbers, just a little bit about myself. You have a right to know about the preacher. Like I said, I'm married happily. There's some people that are married and they're not happy. I'm happily married. I'm so happily married. I go to bed smiling and I wake up skinning my teeth. I'm that happy. I'm just happy. Mr. said his feet are happy. I go to bed happy and I wake up skinning my teeth. She's still here. I grew up in South London, so I know a lot about cops and robbers. I knew some and ran from some. But I know that, let's keep it real. But I know that when you've got the cops chasing the robbers, that if they're driving, they can only see from where they are in their perspective, and the robber can get away. But you see when the helicopter lifts up, you see you got to go up to see what you really need to see. He said, come up higher so I can show you mighty things. When the helicopter lifts up and they put on the infrared, everything that was in the dark illuminates and nothing is hidden. You see, he wants the church to arise, shine, so he can show them things that nobody knows about. So he can give them ideas that the world have never seen before. Arise, shine, for the light has come. I've got here, there are some things that you do not know until you arise. There's some things that you're asking God for that he has already done. And there's some things that God cannot do unless you do. So when he tells you to arise, he's saying arise from where you are. The Amplifier says, arise from spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord. For your light is come and the glory of the brilliance of the Lord is risen upon you. The CEV says, stand up, Jerusalem, for your light has come. I'm going to take you on a walk through the word. Stay with me. I'm going to take you on a walk through the word through people that had to arise. The people that were sitting in the darkness, but they saw a great light. And when we go through church history, we see many men and women that had to arise in their generation. We see Martin Luther, we see the Jeffreys, we see all these men of God that started revival. Why? Because they looked at their generation and they saw darkness. When you look at your generation and you see darkness, you have to say to yourself, God, I'm the man, I'm the woman that you want to use. I'm here and I'm available. Is there anybody that's available to be used by God? That's about four of you. Is there anybody that's available to be used by God? God is looking for some people that will arise in this generation and not be afraid what people say about them or think about them. But before you arise in here, you have to change up here. If I have a title for today's program, where am I? Kevin, come back. If I have a title for today, it's called Change Your Position. Change your position. Some of us have been in a low position too long. And God is saying, I need you to arise because I have work for you to do. Judges chapter 6. Quickly. Judges chapter 6 verse 12. The Bible says there was a young man and he was hiding. And he was hiding from his enemies and he did not really know who he was. He was threshing wheat in a wine press in the dark. And there's some things you're not supposed to do in the dark. You're supposed to do in the light. And the Bible said he was hiding from his enemies and he was in a low place. Is there anybody who's been in a low place? But the Bible says all of a sudden, I believe it's Judges 6 verse 12. It said, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. And he said, Gideon, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. He told him who he was before he even gave him the instruction. I'm here to tell someone who they really are. You're a mighty woman of God. You're a mighty man of God. God has called you for such a time as this. Change your position. He said, you're a mighty man of God, but you're in the wrong place. I need you to come up higher. I need you to change your position so you can change your perspective. Because when you change your perspective, you can see clearer. He told him who he was before he gave him the instruction. And he gave him all the excuses. And God says, no more excuses. He said, I'm here to send you. And I'm here to call you. And I'm here to do something in your life that's going to affect your generation. God is looking for some people that he said, I want to use you to affect your generation. But first things, you have to get some idols out of your life. He said, I need you to get the idols out of your life before I can send you. There's some things from your father's side and your mother's side you have to get out of your life. There's some things you might have struggled with because daddy done it and mommy done it. And mommy struggled with it and daddy struggled with it. But I want to let you know the blood breaks every struggle. Is there anybody here that's under the blood? I said the blood breaks every struggle. There was gross darkness. People were dying and they were being raided. Gross darkness. Bishop, we're living in a time of gross darkness. And God is looking for some Gideons that he can call and raise up and change their position and use them for his glory. The job that I'm in, I'm a 999 operator. And every story that I hear is a sad one. And there was some lady that had been calling me, not from work, and she'd been calling me because her son's not well. And she said, I need you to come pray for my son. And I said, okay, but I'm not coming alone. And the bishop is kind of far. I said, I'm going to get someone. And for weeks and months, this lady said, when are you coming to pray for my son? And I said, we're coming to pray. And I said, Minister Harry, when are you available? And he said, I'm available such and such. I said, this lady's been calling me. The Bible says, go two by two. Let's go and pray for this lady's son because his son has mental health. Because the Bible says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. So we took ourselves up and we went and we prayed and we went to pray for this lady's son, pray for her, and we're just praying for her son, and we're just praying for her, praying for the woman. And he said, I feel so much better. And I said, I need to pray for you, mommy. And when I looked at her mom is elderly, but her mom has dementia. Now, when anybody tells me about dementia, who feels it knows it, because my mother-in-law, before she passed away, had dementia. So who feels it knows it. But I asked people, who's caring for the carer? A lot of people think about the sick person, but who is caring for the carer? It's something to think about. And I said, what happened to your mom? How long ago she had dementia? Minister Harry's there, the prophet's there. And he said, I sent for my mom 5 years ago. We'll know about gross darkness. To come up from Jamaica. And she said, my mom was fine. I spoke to my mom the Friday and mom was good. And we were talking and laughing. And she said, my mom came up a few days after. But on the plane, something happened to my mom. And my mom stopped remembering. And my mom, by the time she landed, she didn't even know who she was. Gross darkness. Gross darkness. So the prophet looked at me and he picked up the same time as me. He said, something's not right. The alarm bell went off in my spirit. I said, my sister, I'll be honest with you, this is what I'm picking up. It's like someone tell your mother she will go to England, but she will never enjoy England. And I said to her, who's in your mom's house? She said, the prophet's there is my witness. She said, it was my sister. My sister did it. Her own daughter, when she was going to England, her and the next lady go somewhere else. Get something and give to the mother. And I said, she says, it's my sister done it. Well, it's a good thing she knew, because sometimes if you tell people, they'll say you're causing trouble. Her own mother her own daughter decided that, listen to me, I don't want my mother to enjoy the goodness of God. Gross darkness. Gross darkness. So when I'm telling people, listen, it's time to arise and take your position. Because God...
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.